For this exercise, it will be today in standing. So find a comfortable place to stand. So you've got a little bit of room around you. Don't need a lot of room, but just a little bit, so that you feel as though you have space around you to potentially swing your arms a little bit around you. You can have your shoes on or off. I'll suggest your shoes off if that's possible. If that's impossible right now, if you're somewhere outside and you need your shoes on, then keep them on. And just as you settle into standing, just be attentive, first of all, to just your environment around you. So to just take a peek at what is around you. Whether it's your office or your home, or perhaps you're outside. Are there people around you? Are you alone? And just let your eyes kind of gently track the surroundings. Nothing too fancy, but just to sort of feel how your body turns with this, if it does. And I'll actually encourage you to sense how your whole body, your spine, your pelvis area, your ribs, even your feet can turn a little bit. So you don't have to have your feet planted right now in one spot. So to just look around yourself. Great. And then just come to a comfortable place of standing. And your feet sort of hip width apart, a little bit of support so that you're not balancing with your feet really close together, but not too far apart that you feel like you're so solid with the ground that you couldn't move. So about shoulder hip width apart. And if you want to, you can take a look at your feet and just see where they're situated. And then from here, just start to sort of move a little to the left and to the right. And just tune into the pressures that you feel under your feet. Just the pressures. As you go to one foot, do you feel your heel bone more, or perhaps the forefoot where your toes are more? Or is there a fairly even balance between the front and the back of the foot? When you transfer to the other foot, is there a similar kind of weight distribution, or does something feel very different? So you just scan this quality of pressure changes, nothing more. Just tuning in, and it's not to try to fix it or to find out if there's something that needs to be changed. It's just this awareness, bringing awareness to how you sense the pressure under your 2 feet. And to really also be quite grateful and wondrous of the fact that you are standing on your 2 feet. And if you think about an infant who's learning how to walk, how to get onto its 2 feet, it takes a long time to gain the skill and the resilience and the balance and strength and sensory awareness to come up to your 2 feet. So be grateful that you can stand right now on your own 2 feet. And even if your feet or perhaps standing causes you a bit of pain, just sort of find potentially somewhere in your body. If that is the case, it might not be the case, but if it is the case, is there somewhere in your body that feels a little less painful? So if there is something about standing that's a little uncomfortable, is there something that is still okay? and to maybe find that place, whether it's how your arms feel, maybe it's something in your shoulders, or maybe it's something somewhere else. And just gently, as I kind of talk you through this, just feeling the movement across the soles of your feet, right to left, but maybe even feeling a little front and back. And just as you sort of move in these positions, you go at whatever speed you wish, but slow enough that you tune in to the pressures across the feet, across the 2 feet, and how they change. How do you breathe? As you move a little right and left, front and back, where does your vision go? So is there a tendency to always turn to either your left or your right? And just tune in and see if you've been looking in one corner of the room for this entire time. And if so, just notice that and change it so that maybe you're looking to the other side of the room. If you've been looking just at the floor the whole time, what would it be like to look up as if someone was standing right in front of you and you were having a nice conversation with somebody? What's the ceiling look like? So as you even gaze upwards, if there is a ceiling above you, if there's a sky, then obviously that's wonderful. And to look up towards the sky or the ceiling and feel, how do your feet have to shift and change for that to happen? Where does the pressure change to? And then as you come back to the center, to having your face, your eyes look more straight in front of you, does something change there? And as you just sort of do this very simple scan that is actually quite complex in terms of changing all these balance points as you look around, what do your knees do? Are you letting your knees bend? Can they be soft? Can you find the connection between your knees and your ankles? Even if you allow yourself to look down there and see your knees bend and how bending them might connect to your ankle bones, and then how your ankle bones might connect to your feet bones. And again, the breath. How do you monitor your breathing as you do this? Can it be easy and simple? Have your eyes been closed or have they been open? And I'll encourage you to actually do this with your eyes open so that some visual stimulation comes through and you can start to learn how to sense with your eyes open, which is so important. Often we go into these awareness exercises, these scans, and we close our eyes so that we can feel better, or not feel better, but sense better. And the trick, or the trouble with this, I should say, is that it doesn't teach us how to sense in the world, seeing the world. And that's what we want. We want to be able to see the world, be in the world, and tune into our body at the same time. So it's like a back and forth thing. And just continue to move a little bit. Let your feet even move off the ground. They don't need to stay crazy glued to the floor. How does your pelvis move with this? Even if you put your hands on the sides of your pelvis, those big, big bones just above your bum muscles, what do you notice there? Great. And just kind of come back to having your feet just be under you again, hip width apart. And just do an overall scan of how you sense yourself in standing now, how your breath is. And to just look around now. Just return back to sort of seeing your environment, scanning the space in which you're in, noticing your breath. And whenever you can, little bits throughout the day, return back to this simple tuning into yourself and standing, whether it's waiting in line at a grocery store or for the bus, or even as you get your keys out of your purse to get into your car door, your house door. Can you still bring in this sensory awareness of how you are in standing and how your feet are under you while doing other things? So really being not just mindful, but body aware while in action.